Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Now I know what you're thinking. Man, Prop King, what a royal D-bag calling me a peasant. But that's okay, because we're going to fill those proverbial coffers with coin now, week 13, Prop King.
Now approaching the betting window, it is your Prop King, Nick Kostos.
That's me.
All hail King Kostos.
Also me.
All hail King Kostos.
Still me. You know, a lot of these games was thy royal quarterback uncertainty.
Right. The kingdom is under siege from quarterback thou uncertainty.
Thou royal questionable running back. Thy royal wide receiver, perhaps on the doubtful side of questionable. It might be a little lighter week here for the Prop King as a result, because props are not being offered in some of these games. How can you offer Eagles receiving props, for instance, if we don't yet know who the quarterback's going to be? And I guess we know now, so perhaps like they'll start to filter in now.
Ooh, man,
but it is official.
Though. Late to open those markets. Yeah.
So look, obviously, like if there's a game with quarterback uncertainty, like I can't give you like Christian Kirk over receiving yards if we don't know how much DeAndre Hopkins is going to play in the game. So like some of this becomes really difficult. But this
why
is official.
Not? Jerk. Man, why aren't you giving me the prop for that game?
Yeah, see? Give me the prop,
yeah, see? Yeah, this is a stick up. Give me a receiver over.
What's that Daniel Jones over rushing yard, see? It's incredible. Jalen Hurts inactive.
It's incredible because we're in a segment about the Prop King, and yet we did 20 mobsters. Thy royal impression.
Jalen Hurts officially inactive per ESPN's Adam Schefter. So Hurts going to be inactive, which means it's Minshew mania for the Eagles today. I hate him and his stupid hair and his stupid jorts. Everyone's like, oh, wow, Gardner Minshew is so cool because he has a mullet. It's not cool. It's stupid.
I hate how much money he's going to win me today. That's what I hate.
Yeah. I've got anger issues.
Yeah. Thy royal counselor in the court.
Yes. The prop needs to see thy royal therapist. Right. The Bucks and the Falcons in Hotlanta. Prop King with two plays here. The Prop King knows that Kyle Pitts has been thy royal letdown. A lot of us drafted Pitts as our TE1 in fantasy football. Me among them. Now, Kyle Pitts is awesome. It's not really his fault. You know, Falcons need to get Calvin Ridley back, and we continue to wish Calvin Ridley the best as he works on his mental health. We hope he's back on the field sooner rather than later and is feeling really good. Because without him there, it is tough sledding for Kyle Pitts, because they've got no one on that offense except for him and Cordarrelle Patterson, who up until this point in his career had been a kick returner / third string running back. And by the way, the quarterback can't move, and I'm not sure the head coach is competent as the head coach. So it's been tough sledding for Kyle Pitts. Still, the number here for Pitts feels like it's like 10 yards too low. In a game where you know Tampa's going to score, and I actually want to bring this up later in the best bet segment, Ken, where I feel like if you like Atlanta, you, the person listening, like, how does Atlanta cover a game that goes under the total?
Have
like,
to I just bet like, the over. You have to bet the over. I mean, right. Tampa could have six turnovers, I guess, or something, where they just don't score on those possessions. But they're, I mean, they're going to score on a lot of possessions this game. They're going to, I should rephrase that. They're going to move the ball on a lot of possessions in this game.
Like, the Falcons defense gets dump trucked, railroaded, jackhammered, whatever other, like, piece of construction imagery you'd like to throw out there. So Atlanta's going to have to throw the ball. Kyle Pitts over 51 and a half receiving yards. We haven't been playing Pitts over every week. We've been selective with the Pitts. Hopefully this doesn't leave us in the pits, this bet today. Pitts, over 51 and a half receiving yards. Atlanta gets ethered by wide receivers. I'd like to Mike Evans at what looks like a really low yardage total for him. Evans, over 60 and a half receiving yards. We move on. The Prop King does to the Queen City of Cincinnati. See what I did there? I came up with it on the spot just now, which is why I had like a half second delay. What Bengals legend. And the Chargers. Yes. Yeah. Whatever. Bengals and Chargers in the Queen City. Just want to throw this out there for thy royal discussion. Jamar Chase's number is 63 and a half. Now, I really want to play it, but Chase has really just become like a field stretcher in this offense. Now, he's, of course, capable of more than that, but the Bengals ain't going to fix what ain't broken. Is that a double negative? 63 and a half.
So,
what do you
so does that mean they're going to throw it to him a lot? Let me try to unpack
They're definitely going to take shots to him down the field, but right. The Chargers, stingy allowing passes down the field. That's their defensive MO under Brent Staley. They're going to let you run it. What do you think about Chase 63 and a half?
Well, they ain't going to not fix what isn't not broke. So, I mean, that's all I have to say about it.
Would you ever play it? Would you ever play the over on Chase?
No, I don't think so. I think with how the game sets up. I think it makes a ton of sense that he's lined that way. It's not like, what was he lined at the start of the year? Wasn't he like in the 40s or 50s at the start of the season?
Yeah, like 44. And well, he didn't catch the ball like once in the preseason, right. Which made him like the greatest, like by the dip player in fantasy history.
He made us question whether he had hands in the preseason, like actual had two hands. And it turns out he does. Turns out he's pretty good.
Yeah. I hate that. Like overused, like narrator, he did joke, but yeah, narrator, he does have hands and they're good. So I'm actually gonna have no props in this game as far as yardage are concerned, because all the Chargers ones look pretty good to me. And so do the Bengals. And like, I'm not playing mixing over, but I also don't really want to play the under, but the state of the offensive line is not great in Cincinnati. How about one anytime touchdown prop? Now we're going to stay away from Donald Parham, who's 6'9". Nice. And instead we will go to Chargers wide receiver, Jalen Guyton. He's got end zone targets in back-to-back games. Guyton, plus 510. Anytime touchdown. To thy Royal Soldier Field.
How would Terrence and Phillip say his name?
I'm not your buddy, Guyton. I'm not your pal, Guyton.
Hey, Guyton.
I'm not your Guyton, buddy. Cardinals and Bears in Soldier Field. Only one prop in this game. Because, like, there are no Arizona props listed. So we can't bet any. And all the Bears props look about right. Darnell Mooney's numbers inflated, it should be, with Andy Dalton starting. That connection's been really good. Cole Kmet also, same thing. No real desire to play it. But now that Andy Dalton's back, he was targeting his buddy in the end zone last week. A couple times. Even scored a touchdown. James Graham, better known to you and yours, is Jimmy. Jimmy Graham, plus 540, anytime touchdown. Pizza or beer money on Jimmy Graham, anytime touchdown for the Cardinals and the Bears. We will move to the Eagles and the Jets. Now, you're not going to have any props because Gardner Minshew was just announced as the starters. We got nothing. We got nothing for you. Two Jets props. We know that the Eagles, I was going to say they're a dumb organization because they like refuse to like value off-ball linebackers and safeties, but once Carson Wentz starts this game for the Colts today, they have three first-round picks in next year's draft, so I guess they're not that dumb. But given the fact that they don't really care about covering opposing tight ends based on their organizational philosophy, how about a little Ryan Griffin? Ryan Griffin, not Peter Griffin, but Ryan Griffin, over 18 and a half receiving yards, and a little Ryan Griffin, plus 490 anytime touchdown. And for the Eagles, we know that Jordan Howard is out. So it's Miles Sanders. Boston Scott apparently going to play, despite the fact that he's dealing with a non-COVID illness. And Ken Gainwell. You know what the deal is at this point. When we add a running back by committee and a head coach, we don't know who's getting the ball down by the goal line. We play the running back with the longest odds. That, once again, is Ken Gainwell. Seventh week in a row.
Name again is Ken Gainwell.
But listen, we cashed Gainwell plus 540 like 3 weeks ago, anytime touchdown. So Gainwell plus 310, anytime touchdown. We'll sneak one more in before the break. And that is thy Royal Vikings and now Royal Lions. All the Vikings numbers are inflated and all look good. Alexander Madison... Market says he's going to have a good game because he is. Justin Jefferson's awesome. His number's inflated. Should be. And we've been hooked on a Thielen the last couple weeks, but we will not be today because his number's about where it should be. But with DeAndre Swift out for the Lions, there's some opportunity here. In the passing game, Amon-Ra St. Brown, the rookie slot receiver. Jared Goff's binky. St. Brown, over 41.5 receiving yards. And Dan Campbell, you know what arouses him? Running plays. He's going to be real excited to call running plays for Jamal Williams today. Jamal Williams, over 61.5 rushing yards. Quick break here on Countdown to Kickoff. And on the other side, we wrap up the Prop King, props for the rest of the games. And then it's Ken Barkley's Moneyline Underdog Parlay, teaser thoughts, actives and inactives, and more.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
All best bets 20 minutes from right now, in addition to BetQL's five-star plays to close the week 13 edition Countdown to Kickoff. Brilliant BetQL Network, Nick Costos and Ken Barkley. But for now, it's Prop King time, and we will race through these actives and inactives coming out in 10 minutes. Our crew, captain by our executive producer Tyler Morales, diligently checking the wire, aka Twitter, to find out who's going to be playing in these games and who's not going to be playing. But for now, we move to thy Royal Houston, where the Texans, 10-point home dogs against the Colts. Couple props in this game. Ken, who kills the Houston Texans throughout the course of his career, plays wide receiver for the Indianapolis Colts, has two letters as his first name, and last name is a leading hotel chain.
Right. His first name is an abbreviation for being grateful towards someone for doing something. That'd be T.Y. Hilton, I believe.
T.Y. Hilton scored his first touchdown of the season last week in Indianapolis' loss to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. T.Y. Hilton, over 32.5 receiving yards. And for Houston, it looks like David Johnson is going to be out. Philip Lindsay is now on the Miami Dolphins. Mark Ingram is now on the New Orleans Saints. And we know the Texans have been reticent to use a one-man backfield this season. It's always been a committee. So in addition to Rex Burkhead, Ken, do you even know who the next man up is at running back for the Houston Texans?
Couldn't tell you. Have no idea.
Get in the car and let's park it in the end zone. Beep, beep. It's the Rolls Royce.
Oh my Royce God. Freeman. I should have known that. So I think somebody made that joke already. The Rolls Royce thing. Rick Camp, former board op, because he had the Royce O'Neal stuff. I think he even mentioned it.
Oh, he mentioned Royce Freeman?
Yeah, I think it came up. I swear this came up. Like, it might have even been like early in the season. We had, I don't know.
It was me.
It definitely came up. Was it you?
It was me. Yes.
Was it really you?
When he played for the Panthers and after McCaffrey got hurt.
Oh, yeah, you're right. That was it.
Yeah. Not that like Rolls Royce is original. Royce Freeman plus 750 anytime touchdown. So the Dolphins and the Giants. I understand that Mike Lennon is not good, but he's also not that bad. Kenny Golladay over 46.5 receiving yards for Big Blue with Kadarius Toney and Sterling Shepard out. And are we really going to line Saquon Barkley at 53.5 rushing yards? Like, I get it. Like, he's not great. I think it was the worst move of all time to draft him second overall. Like, you know, we've beaten that horse into the ground. But, like, the volume's there. He's going to get a ton of work. Saquon over 53.5 rushing yards. And like at some point, maybe before either the games kick off or all of us die, we'll get Dolphins receiving props posted across the board with Devontae Parker situation with him likely to play. Tyler, do me a favor, actually, check to see if there's numbers up at Bet Rivers on Mike Gesicki. Just curious to see what they are, because there weren't a little while ago when I looked. Until then, though, we move on to the Rams and the Jaguars. So Prop King finds himself in a bit of a conundrum here. Prop King loves the Rams in the game. The Prop King also wants to take some Matthew Stafford unders. So it's almost like can both of these two things happen in tandem, Ken?
Wait, you want to take, what was the first thing? You want to take Stafford unders? What was the first thing?
I want to take Stafford unders, but I'd like to lay it with the Rams.
Oh, well, yeah, of course. I mean, they build a lead and run the ball. Yeah, I mean,
Matthew Stafford. And now we don't know if Daryl Henderson's going to play, maybe on like the wrong side of
the Right, they're still called running plays.
Yeah, I mean,
the idea that Stafford can't go under in a game where they could win like 28-3. Yeah, I mean, of course that could happen.
And they obviously traded draft capital for Sony Michel, and it would be the Sony Michel show. Matthew Stafford under, because I still think he could go over yards even if he only has like 18 completions with the way this Jaguar secondary shapes up, and with Odell Beckham likely to play along with Van Jefferson and Cooper Kupp. So Matthew Stafford under 36.5 attempts and under 24.5 completions today for the LA Rams. And with the way the Jaguars, the Royal Jaguars, run this incredibly stupid offense with Urban Meyer and Daryl Bevel, we know that Dan Hay Arnold was a tight end who was the beneficiary of way too many targets because his coaches are dumb. Now with Dan Arnold done for the season, get well, Dan. James O'Shaughnessy, who sounds like a kid I grew up with in Queens and used to drink Guinness with at the local bar. James O'Shaughnessy, next up. O'Shaughnessy, plus 390. Anytime touchdown. To the Raiders and the football team in Las Vegas, Super Bowl 18 rematch, what the world has been waiting for. I was like a proud father a couple days ago, got a bunch of tweets. Wendell Smallwood. Are we going to play Wendell Smallwood anytime touchdown here? With J.D. McKissick out, Smallwood activated off the practice squad, expected to be the pass-catching running back. My answer to all of you, yes. Wendell Smallwood, plus 600, anytime touchdown. And Terry McLaurin. Now, I like the Raiders in the game. We'll talk about that in the best bet segment. But McLaurin, over 66.5 receiving yards. Prop King mentioned earlier in the show that he felt Ravens and Steelers had the potential to get loose. Like Pharrell, the great rapper and fashion designer, once said, "Finna get loose."
As only he could say it. He was also a pretty good producer, too, for just throwing titles in there.
Fair, fair. Of Neptune's fame, of course. Yeah, I think this game is. Dun, dun. I think it's finna get loose. And as a result, I'll never do that again. I can't promise that. I like it. Four over props in this game.
That would Cartman say it. Yeah, finna get loose.
Finna get loose. When the last time you heard it like this?
Yeah, see, we're gonna get loose, see? Yeah.
Smoke some, drink some, get ripped. Rashad Patrick Bateman, over 31.5 receiving yards. The American Psycho. Marquise Hollywood Brown, over 62.5 receiving yards. Number's too low. It's Hollywood, man. Hooray. Chase Claypool's number stays low. I hate that. That's another social media expression that bothers me. Like this person, stay ready. I hate that.
Stay ready.
And it's like Ken Barkley, and it should be stays ready, but it's stay. Like Ken Barkley, yeah. Or Gardner Minshew, stay ready.
Stay ready.
Chase Claypool, number, stay low.
stay low. Man.
Like them apple bottom jeans and the boots with the fur. Clay Shapool, over 59.5 receiving yards. I feel like this has been like, it's been a tour de force performance.
Yeah, this is quite a couple segments here, just to be honest. Fewer props apparently means more nicknames, more jokes, more Cartman impressions. Not a bad thing.
The Steelers' old tight end was Heath Miller, and when he would catch the ball, we would hear, Heath. What do we hear now, Ken, when the Steelers' current tight end catches the ball? We hear,
Muth.
Pat Freiermuth, over 39.5 receiving yards. I think Ben Roethlisberger is a sneaky good game today. To the Niners and the Seahawks in the Pacific Northwest. Deebo Samuel out for San Francisco, so unfortunately we can't play, or maybe fortunately, given the fact that he has a million rushing yards and no receiving yards anymore. But Deebo's out today. And that means George Kittle and Brandon Ayuk going to be the beneficiaries. Kittle, 52.5 receiving yards. That's like 15 yards too low. And Ayuk, call it a hunch for me. I think the number's right. Like, I think it should be where it is. I think this could be like 120 yards. Like, Ayuk's awesome, and I think they're going to use him similar to the way they use Deebo. Hopefully that doesn't mean as a running back. that we're going to play is over receiving yards. For the Seahawks, an organization so dumb that they make the Giants look like Mensa members. In an effort to jumpstart their run game, the Seahawks signed zombified Adrian Peterson, who was so bad that he was cut by the Tennessee Titans, who lost Derrick Henry with the foot injury. And Adrian Peterson's apparently going to get the lion's share of the carries today for the Seahawks. You can't make, like, what hellscape is this, like, out of here? Like, what horror movie is this the script of? That Adrian, like, this is what the Seahawks, like, forget it, we're not going to throw the ball with Russell Wilson. We're going to run it with Adrian Peterson. Like, really? This is actually what's happening. Are they trying to get fired? Carol Soros, meteor's coming, pal. Extinction's on the way. But until then, we're going to look to profit off your stupidity. Adrian Peterson, plus 575, anytime touchdown. And I'd love to play the over on Tyler Lockett. Would love to play the over on DK Metcalf, but can't trust Geno Smith starting a quarterback for the Seattle Seahawks. And to those of you out there going, but Russell Wilson starting, I know. Gerald Everett, though, over 30 and a half receiving right. yards. Since Russ can't throw the ball down the field, you're going to be checking it down to Gerald Everett. Over 30 and a half receiving yards. Should I do the Ryan Mallett joke again? Well, I won't. Chiefs and Broncos, final. I got two weird ones in this game. The Tyreek Hill number inflated should be. Travis Kelce inflated should be. You know who's kind of emerged as the Chiefs, like, third option in the passing game when we're not talking running backs, Tyreek or Kelce? Once you pop, you can't stop. Byron Pringle.
This half hour is going in the Hall of Fame.
And I love at the end of my WFAN show today, I said minimal bets and winning sweats. So it's like, right. I got the flub out of the way early.
Now you're in the groove. Now you're just in it. Yeah.
I'm back. Pringle, over 20 and a half receiving yards. And I know everyone's really pumped. Thinks it's Javonte Williams Day. We've been waiting for Javonte Williams to be the Broncos' main ball carrier all season, and it hasn't happened because Melvin Gordon's around, because Pat Shurmur's dumb. Well, Melvin Gordon's out today, so people think, oh, now it's Javonte Williams' day. Or Javonte Williams has never been the primary ball carrier, or he shared carries with Michael Carter in North Carolina. And the Denver Broncos have a running back who may bring back bad memories for you, fantasy players, me especially, because I played Mike Boone Week 16 Fantasy Super Bowl 2 years ago when Dalvin Cook and Alexander Mattison were both out for the Vikings in a Monday night game against the Packers, and Boone had like two carries for 1 yard, and then Amir Abdullah came in. Mike Boone, +3. I don't know if this just leads me to Mike Boone, +380 anytime touchdown. And those are the props for Week 13 in the National Football League. You better, you bet. Brilliant BetQL Network. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley. Countdown to kickoff here. So, Tyler, just type in the actives and inactive. Roquan Smith, active for the Bears. Best bets coming up in 10 minutes. Ken, why don't we get now while we wait for the actives and inactives come in? Moneyline, underdog, parlay, Ken. What do we got lined up, locked and loaded for Week 13?
Yeah, I mean, there's a... kind of some interesting options on the board this week. There are two for me that are easy inclusions, and then the third team I think is actually very tricky to try to include. So Chargers Steelers is just like done, no problem. Like not a problem whatsoever. I think those two money lines are easy inclusions in the typically this is a three leg parlay at least that we do every week. So in an effort to find a third team, I think you have some interesting choices. You can definitely put the Giants in. That's definitely one option. Obviously the lines ballooned as a result of Glennon playing for Jones. We don't think there's that big of a difference between the two teams, even though Miami's been playing a little bit better. So I think that would be like the official parlay, I guess you could say, is throwing the Giants in there. If you're like Glennon, I can't do that. How about the Detroit Lions? That would be my response to that. That would be the only other team that's playing today that I would like have some interest in, basically. I don't really want Bears, Falcons, Texans, no. Not saying they can't win, just don't want to put them in this. I really like the Eagles, so Jets, no.
I'd consider Vegas, like, the Jets.
Vegas, a small, but I like love the Eagles in this game.
I know you do. I'm saying like I don't hate the Jets.
Sure, but it's funny because we're framing this like if you don't want to put Glenn and Giants in, be like, well, how about the Lions and Jets? Like that same person is going to be like, meh. Like the CLV response. Seattle can't do it. Denver's a little interesting. Like a little bit, because it's a massive number. The payout would obviously be phenomenal.
+325 currently on the money line. The Broncos getting, said that you like know, Yoda.
You know it's a boosted number a little bit. Like, you know, Andy, like, you know, the Andy Reid off the bye dynamic is in there. How the Chiefs were playing a little bit going into their bye week. You know, that's kind of built into the number. That's not bad. I think you know, you got to kind of, the third team's going to be a little bit more hold your nose than it usually is. So you pick whatever you prefer of these terrible options of live teams, honestly. Officially, we'll go with the Giants as the third team, but Chargers and the Steelers as sort of the foundation for the Moneyline Underdog Parlay today, I think is a great idea.
Would you ever just do Chargers? I know that for the show, we give three teams. Would you recommend people just do Chargers Steelers?
Well, I mean, like, these are funny money parlays anyway. Like, I'm not giving a sound betting recommendation, but yeah, like, I like the other two a lot more than the third options. We could put it that way.
You mentioned the foundation, and now I want to do like the Jim the Anvil Neidhart line from WrestleMania 7, which is Nasty Boys, Knob Sags. You say you're going to move the foundation. You say you're going to rock the foundation. You say you're going to crack the foundation. Well, today, no cracks in the foundation, hopefully, because I like all three of these games also, and hopefully we cash the underdog money line parlay. Ken, what about teaser thoughts with where we sit right now? With the Chiefs in the zone at minus 8.5.
In the zone. Teaser zone.
I'm thinking, I'm definitely in my zone. The Cardinals are in the zone.
Don't let me get in my zone.
Don't let me get in my zone.
My zone.
Like, this just turned into us saying,
we have crossed the line.
And we'll let God decide.
Oh, man. I'm going to tease these games. a bunch of different options for this week. Some interesting stuff on the board with the Kyler Hopkins, you know, thing settled, basically. If you wanted to tease Arizona down where they just had to win 7-3, it's like a logical teaser leg. You know, Minnesota between 7-7.5. You could make that same argument. Probably my favorite, Chiefs, and then Washington up through 3-7. I think is like by far my favorite teaser actually on the board right now. If you have, you know, 2.5-3 with the Patriots, I would argue like Chiefs down, Patriots up is actually a really good option too for people. So some options through 3-7. I would avoid like the Jets Eagles game obviously in any meaningful way. Giants Dolphins and meaningful, like just high volatility games with backup quarterbacks, but I think you actually have some pretty good options. A kind of sneaky one, not like a Wong teaser leg through 3-7, but Rams through 7 down to 6.5 from 12.5. It's just like, I just kind of look at it and I go, yeah, one score game, Jags on the road with Rams, like kind of undervalued a little bit. So just an interesting little option there.
Tyler, is the tweet that you posted there, is that from Field Yates from ESPN? Just type like yes, if that's the case. Field Yates is like a god among men for just like everyone's putting like one name per tweet. Field puts out a tweet with like everyone that's active and inactive. I'll read that on the other side. It's nothing that's completely earth shattering, but I will give you the full list of actives and inactives right after this. And then it's BetQL's 5-star plays. And Ken and I hit every game on the board. Don't worry, we're going to hit your favorite team. Best bets coming up next to close the show. You better, you bet.